Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com. Now, I've shared before on this program that I didn't get married until I was 40, so I was one of those long-term single bachelor dudes, and I wanted to get married, and I was probably more on the proactive side than the trusting God side, maybe too proactive. And I was doing the online dating thing, and I was always asking friends, hey, if you know somebody. And I was in a large singles ministry. I was actually on leadership in a large singles ministry. And those of us who were on the leadership team, you know, some of us did date within that group. And so I certainly did that. And yet, I think for the longest time, I kind of had the wrong list, if I can use that. I sort of had this list in my head of what I wanted in a mate. And, you know, I had certain criteria. Looking back, I think they were maybe somewhat unrealistic, you know, as far as what I could bring to the table. But, you know, I wanted somebody who had a certain look and who was, you know, athletic and had a master's degree and, you know, on and on and on. And I got to the point where I think I realized in my dating experience that I was meeting women who had many of the quote unquote qualities that I thought were important, but they didn't have the qualities that God said were important. And what I mean by that is many of them really didn't manifest the fruit of the Spirit in their own life. And then there came a sort of a turning point for me. And I remember this, Lisa, and I think you'll appreciate this because you've done the online dating thing. But I was filling out one of those, you know, those lengthy profiles where you, you know, talk about all your biography and your interests and what you're looking for in the opposite sex and blah, blah, blah. And I started fresh and I said, you know what? I'm going to talk about character. And I'm going to talk about, you know, some of these values that really I know that God wants for me. And I went right back to the fruit of the Spirit. And I talked about kindness and gentleness and patience and self-control. And I said, these are the things that's important to me. You know, that now there'd be a nice cherry on top if I was, you know, physically attracted to her, which I think is, you know, very important. And, you know, if she enjoyed some of the same activities that I liked. But really, what was most important to me at that point in my life, because I was getting into my probably mid late 30s, was I want somebody who's a godly woman and who really demonstrates those character qualities that I know God says are important. And you know what? I met her and God came through in a big way and in kind of a miraculous way with my wife, Lisa. And man, oh, man, if I was to take, you know, if I took Lisa and you met her, think and you looked at the fruit of the Spirit, you looked at that list, she meets every one of those qualities and she manifests those in her life, both as my marriage partner and as the mother of my children. And I'm so thankful that at some point God kind of through his Holy Spirit bonked me over the head and said, this is what you want, Bill. This is what I want for you. And I think that was the turning point for me that helped me to finally find the right person.
Yeah. And it's so true because, I mean, I think that if a lot of 20-somethings sat down and thought to themselves, what's the type of person that 40 years from now I want to be going through life with? I want to be going through hardships with. I want to be growing old with. I want to be doing retirement with or doing, you know, challenging health issues with. I think it would change our perspective on what we're actually looking for. Instead, we approach dating and the pursuit of marriage with a totally consumeristic mindset, where we're very much like, what are the things that are going to complete me, you know, a la the movie Jerry Maguire? What do I need? What's going to make me happy? And as a result, we're just seeing a lot of heartache when it comes down the road and couples hit a bump in the road and have issues and both of them were just in it for themselves and it becomes problematic.
What do you say to women or to men who are single and are dating and have that list? Do you encourage them to rethink? I mean, a list of qualities is not bad if they're the right qualities. How do you counsel people on that regard?
Yeah, and I jokingly say this in the book. In junior high, I was told by a small group leader, we were all told to sit down and write our list for a future mate. And we were told to write 50 things on
it.
And so I... beautifully wrote all of my 50 things, and the first five were legit, you know, loves Jesus and that kind of stuff. But by the end of the list, I had, you know, hair color and heights and all kinds of things on there. And I say in the book, I say you need to pare that list down to about four or five things. And that is a person who loves Jesus, is a disciple of Jesus Christ. And that means, like, for real. That doesn't mean that they retweet Francis Chan. It doesn't mean that they were born in Texas. It doesn't mean, you know, it's not all of these superficial things. They also need to be in a position to marry. Are they taking on responsibility in their life? Do they have a job? Have they owned their issues from the past and are they working on them? Do they have good, accountable mentors in their life? Then is this person humble and teachable? I mean, you know this, Bill, entering into marriage. If you don't have a spirit of humility to deal with conflict, to communicate with your spouse, then you're just two people living under the same roof, and that's not going to get you very far. And then finally, is this a person who's calling you share or who's calling you can join? That is very important as well, because you want to be moving in the same direction. Ultimately, you want to be serving the Lord better together than you would have apart. And so with those, just that little short list in hand, you can start dating people with confidence. And of course, then down the road, other things like, am I attracted to this person? All that, does that come into play? That matters, but it doesn't need to keep you from dating on the front end.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.